South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for your every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump.
A great sunshine morning again.
Yeah, another sunshine morning.
We're on a roll there now.
And if you hadn't been out to do something, it might be too late today. It's already hot.
Warm.
And it's humid. And I think we all know what August means in South Carolina. It means humidity.
And I ride to Walter parking lot early this morning.
I saw her.
Get my steps in.
I thought she was trying to run away. I didn't know what she was doing.
I thought she was too, because she was going to be anything. Just disappeared.
There was a fence over there. She couldn't get out. she came back. Got too hot. So we're here. Had a crazy week of weather. I mean, you could have had up to 5 or more inches of rain. You could have had half an inch. I mean, the way the storms are popping up everywhere this week.
That's what I hate about Charlotte News every morning, because pop up the storms.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, yesterday was a classic example of a hot, humid day, sunny all day, not much chance of rain, and then toward the end it just kept building and building. You saw it get dark, and about 5 o'clock I saw some of the most fierce lightning. And
but we didn't get any rain.
We didn't get any rain.
It looked like it was getting ready to flood, but it just lightning cracked, and that was it.
But we have had, thank goodness, we've had some more rain this week, and everything's looking green, a lot better.
I would think this morning that Charlotte is still under mandatory drought restrictions.
Yes.
And it won't get any better because they had enough rain.
Yeah.
But these guys, we had more rain than we could handle.
Yeah. Well, all that concrete.
I don't understand what enough rain is.
All that concrete up there, the water's got to go somewhere. So that's can be a problem in the city. So we want to welcome, we have an awesome guest here. He usually comes to see us at least about once a year, Mr. Randy Ligon.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
David. Happy to have him. Yeah. And he is involved in the government. What is your actual title in the government? I always forget what this is.
Anything we can repeat in public?
Anybody from Chester listening?
Yeah, in Chester. I represent part of York County, the eastern side. Over on I-77, or kind of from Nichols Store back toward the Catawba Indian Nation. And as I say, down the river all the way to Great Falls, mostly Chester County, District 43, South Carolina House of Representatives. And it's a privilege to represent not the cities, but the rural part of the country.
Yeah, he's an ass representative.
Yeah.
I thought he might go for the Senate since everybody else is, but he didn't.
I know when to stay out.
Stay in the house. He'd think he'd be happy to stay in the house.
Absolutely.
He wears many different hats, so that's not the only thing he does. He doesn't just do that and go home. He's if you've ever been to a fundraiser, he's usually the guy if they're doing the auctioneer, runs a full business, sales and everything.
Ligon Realty and Auction Company, we're in the real estate business. I get up every morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm in the real estate business.
Yeah.
And then I get to the office and somebody wants me to sell a pile of pots and pans. But, you know, whatever pays the bills, right?
Yeah.
You do what you have to do. But it's been a privilege to do that. And, of course, we do 2 to 4 big equipment auctions a year. Y'all, you fellas have been down there. Mr. Crump, I've sold some of your stuff.
A bunch of equipment for us.
I was talking about getting rained on. I was in Leslie looking at an estate yesterday, and I just had to pull over beside the road about 5 o'clock. I mean, it about washing me
away. That must have been where it was raining then.
Yeah, so. I mean, it was coming down in Leslie yesterday at 5 o'clock. So, but anyway, our big auction, by the way, is October 10th. So if anybody needs to sell anything, give us a call. We'll get you on the inventory list for October 10th.
And where is that held at?
That's at our auction yard down in Richburg, Lyle Road, which is basically across the road from GT Tire right off I-77, exit 65.
It's easy to find.
Yeah.
Tommy found it, so it's easy to find.
Yeah.
That's good. And we like having Randy on there because he's does a lot of farming.
Yep.
And he's big into agriculture. I guess your family's been into it forever.
Forever. We're part of the Lewis turnout crowd down there in the Blackjacks. We're on the southern end of the Blackjacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize the Blackjacks is like a bowl of black dirt that runs from literally about my house in Lewis turnout all the way back to the Rocky Hill of Rock Hill.
How about that?
That's how that got its name, of course. And we've been in the cotton business, and I don't grow it anymore, but I rent my cotton fields to some neighbors who do a good job. Still nice to see cotton on the farm.
Yeah.
And some of the fields we fenced in and got cows on, and thank goodness it rained. Steve, we had about 7 inches in the last 3 weeks.
You've done good. We had 5.5 last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much we had this week.
I've lost track adding it all up, but it was
it very
nice.
Spotty.
I'm glad I did. That means we've got some. There for a while, it was easy to track it because there wasn't anything out there.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. When you're feeding your hay from in June and July, that is not a good sign.
Yeah.
That's
bad.
I had to do
a little bit of that, so I'm glad it's
it's amazing what actual rain will do for something. I mean, you can, like in the city, water, people have irrigation and watering out of lakes and all that, but if you actually get rain, it's just a total different look.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for a short pause. We'll be right back to the Garden Pitch.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air. It's a beautiful morning.
Okay, and it's that time again, like a call out to your phone number.
It is a beautiful morning.
Every morning is a beautiful morning.
And don't forget, there's a farmer's market going on right now down in Fountain Park. Is there any farmer's markets going on in Chester? Do they have anything going on down there?
Not
maybe?
Much. No,
yeah.
I'm afraid
I think they have
don't.
Some in Fort Mill. There's a few places. But
Most of the farmers got fed up with bureaucrats trying to do that. I know.
They're too busy farming.
Yeah,
to be doing a nickel and dime market.
Yeah,
I can grow the stuff, but I'm gonna put up with telling me how to sell it.
Yeah,
I heard all that.
Yeah, come on out and see us on the farm. We'll sell it to you there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they say.
Yeah. Pick it up there,
Steve Boyd. Well, I call serious farms.
Yep, that's right.
I enjoy that. Going to a place like that is awesome. There's a lot of them out there. You have to take your kids out there and actually see where stuff grows and just come to the grocery store.
Right, yeah.
What was the one we went to at Halloween? They pumpkins everywhere.
Yeah. Cotton Hills Farm out in Lyra.
Cotton Hills, Bush and Vine.
Bush and Vine. Very they good. Do a good job. Yeah.
Cotton Hills got a great setup there.
Yeah. They grow about as many pumpkins. I think they're the largest grower of pumpkins in South Carolina.
He wow. said they were, and I believe you because there were a bunch of them.
Do you grow them? I heard you talking about pumpkins out there.
You know, I've got a 2.5-year-old granddaughter, and I planted giant pumpkin seed, and then, of course, it proceeded to about drown them out. So I don't know if I'm going to make a pumpkin or not.
Yeah.
I was trying to grow a few for my granddaughter.
You're supposed to grow them, plant them in the spring?
Yeah, you can plant them in June.
Yeah, I tried. It said 60 days, I guess, maybe 90 days to... Right. And I did that last year. I didn't get a pumpkin either.
I don't know if I'm going to get a pumpkin. Squash and okra still comes up.
You'd be proud of me. I live in a city on like a quarter acre lot, half acre lot, I guess. Yeah. And I grew corn, watermelons, cucumbers, zucchini, squash, peppers, tomatoes, all kind of stuff on my little lot. It's so funny.
Plants here? What are the plants there?
Yeah. I don't have I don't have bushes and stuff in my beds. I do edible, lots of herbs.
Herbs, okay,
Teresa does herbs.
I plant them.
Credit for
she stands there on the screen-in porch and points for me what to do out there. She's not out there digging in the dirt. Let's just say
I don't believe.
Don't forget your catnip.
That's right.
I don't believe Teresa just points. I think she points like tells you where.
She's tired of talking now. She's done it too much. All she has to do is look and point. So it's done. So.
We've gone to growing more rose bushes. My wife is out this morning early.
Yeah.
Weeding her rose bed, and it seems to do better than the vegetables.
Well, that's one thing that's happened over the last 2 weeks is weeds in your flower beds. You're probably getting frustrated with this now, but they were fine there for a while, but it's just, it's gone crazy and there's not much you can do other than what your wife's doing. Get out there, your hands and knees and pick it.
Like that's where she is, yeah.
That doesn't always do the job. You come back 2 weeks later, it's like that again. So August is it's not a great month for, I guess, flower beds and everything else. It's a great month for warm season grasses like Bermuda and Zoysia and all that. It's loving it now.
Thought it was a great month for everything growing. But
poor fescue is just like, he's like, man, I had enough in July.
Right.
Yeah. We're just trying to hang on right now.
The yard mowing, we mowed the yard Wednesday, and it was like, you know, cutting hay.
Yeah.
You got
to run over it and then let it dry out, cut an area over here, come back over there, mow it again. Sometimes you just can't get rid of it.
Hard to get ahead of it with that much rain.
Yeah.
But, David, I bought some fertilizer from you
about
a month or so ago. You know, I have a tee box out on the farm there. My kids were big golfers. And it worked good.
Good.
What was that combination you gave me? A fertilizer and a weed killer.
It was the 1906. It had a fertilizer, pre-emergent, and weed killer in it. So it did three things at one time.
Yeah.
I just don't know about that.
But
there's nothing to know, Steve. I'm telling you.
There's too many things.
That's right.
It's a lot going on, but it actually works good, so.
It really does.
It worried me if you didn't have a way to water it, though, after doing
And it was dry, and that was a problem, but it's amazing what 7 inches of rain will
be. That turns the tide. One of my buddies, I do fertilizing here and there, and I went to his house. We looked at his yard. I had to fertilize. I put it all out, did a good coat on there, and I came back over. I said, okay, go ahead and cut the water on it. He goes, I don't have irrigation. I'm like, oh, Lord. Don't rain like 2 weeks, we're going to need get a hose out here and start watering this stuff. But
that's what I did. I had to water it in by hand. and then the 7 inches of rain comes, you know, the next week.
He made the authorities happy, but I wasn't. You turned out the irrigation on the Nicky deal for some reason.
I wish I'd have made a picture of me working.
How about that, man? All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener Fix.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Didn't look the same, but it's
all right now. I learned my lesson well.
You see, you
can't please everyone, so you got to please.
Well, we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and we were joking about our commercial break being a little smaller, but if anybody would like to sponsor the Gardener's Bench, you can call WRHI, and we'd love to have you on. And
324-1340.
Oh, yeah. 803-324-1340. And call during the week and they'll take care of you. And you actually get to come on the show a couple times a year if you want to. A lot of people like to sponsor, don't want to come on, but kind of fun.
They just don't like
that. They're scared, too, scared of live radio. I don't know why. I mean, it's.
Trying to speak volume.
It's this camera that we have now that we didn't used to have.
You know? I think it's more to do with Steve and me.
Last time you were with it, too, we just tell you.
I have a face for radio, but not for Facebook.
Yeah, that's what Randy said when he said, I didn't know this was on camera, but we can blur it out. I want to say congratulations to my granddaughter. She's headed to North Greenville today to head to college. Her parents are taking her and dropping her off, and we went over to see her this morning, and I didn't cry. I kept it together, but it's I'm losing my little golf buddy, but she's going over there. She played in a tournament earlier this week and got to meet her roommate, which is a lot of times I remember going to college. I didn't know who my roommate was. Just walked in there with some luggage and parents left, and we were sitting there looking at each other. But she actually got to spend some time with her. And
I didn't know my roommate. It took me 4 days to meet him.
That sounds like a story.
I'd come in, he'd be in the bed, I'd get up, he'd be gone.
Well, you were staying out too late.
And no, he was going to bed too early.
Okay.
And Brad, I went in there one day and he was sitting there. And I said, we got to talk. We can't go all year doing this.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. My roommate, my parents were behind me. I'm walking into my dorm room and a guy walks up and he hands me a beer and he says, buddy, have a beer. My mother about fainted right there on the spot.
Yeah. I can say your mother would do that. Mom would, but
she was ready to cry. She's upset. Now she's crying even harder.
I mean, in the first 2 minutes of being on campus.
Yeah. Is this Clemson?
In Clemson, yeah.
Yeah.
That
kind of goes hand in hand at Clemson. I went to
that
Wingate.
That was a different era. Yeah.
I went to Wingate College. It was Baptist, so there was no beer in the dorm. You had to go out in the woods and find one.
Son.
Out to an abandoned house.
I was at Western Carolina University.
Yeah.
We're up Jackson County, the largest dry county in North Carolina. You had to drive over to Benton, to Lake Junaluska, to buy beer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you could bring 14 cases and two cases.
Yeah, I was about to say, you just had to buy more when you went.
And I got busted for that. The guy was going to put me in jail, and I'm sitting there begging.
Taking alcohol across county lines.
Yep, that was it, going into dry county. We got a party tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, one of Lillian's really good friends is going to Western this year, so I'm jealous, man. That's just gorgeous up there.
We
and Clemson is too, and Lillian, North Greenville is a cute little campus. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's probably the safest campus in America. I don't think I've ever seen any school like this. They have good security. They have cameras all the areas coming in and out of campus. They scan the license plates, and it alerts what's going on. So there's nobody going in and out of there that's not supposed to be.
There's some lawsuits coming on because of that, but I'd rather not talk about them.
we won't talk about the political implications of the cameras.
I don't care.
We have all points of view on that.
Well, it started traffic light cams, I guess, way back. Cause I remember those when I lived in Charlotte. Then they quit them, and now 20 years later, they're bringing them back. Yeah. Did it settle the lawsuits finally?
I don't know. If I go in a concert, if people want to search me, I think it's awesome. Because I don't have anything to hide. So if you,
that's my argument.
If you're not hiding anything, you shouldn't be worried about a camera.
I solve that problem. I don't go to concerts.
That's right, yeah.
I can't afford the tickets anymore.
I keep my buddy at home.
It's further away out there. It is. So what's going on with you, Randy, in the House of Representatives now? What's going on there?
Well, we finally wrapped up the budget last week, about 2 months late. You know, I scheduled my work schedule and my day job to be through on May 15th.
Yeah.
That has not happened.
Yeah.
And we finished Wednesday. And now we still run the risk of being called back by the governor for vetoes to deal with. But, you know, we did get some good work done. We got our taxes down from 6% to 5.2%. You know, we just it was 7% a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was at 7%, so we're down to 5.2%. And
I didn't realize
that. We're keep whittling away about a half to three quarters of a point a year.
There you go.
And we'll get there. We'll get to zero. We're working on it. It's a big shock to the budget to just cut it off overnight. Big shock to the budget, but we're getting it down. There was some farm relief. I hesitate to bring it up because I don't have the details yet because I don't think we figured out the details.
Well, probably.
But it's like $35 million for some farm relief.
That's good.
To farmers, you know, certain size farmers, to help them get over some of the drought issues.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. You're talking on state level. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the severe drought before, but the state can't do much until the federal government gets their act together. In my knowledge, they've ever had.
Well, the farm bill is still a work in progress in Washington, I think. So.
It has been for 20 years.
Certain states don't have as much farming as others. I guess it would be a
priority issue.
Yeah, a lot of states, like, we don't have any interest in it, but.
Some states are more interested than others, for sure. But South Carolina, we tried to help our farmers the best we could this year. And I think it's $35 million, I believe, is what we're going to try to distribute. And that'll be, you know.
South Carolina helps its own.
Yeah. Well, we do. We do try to take care of our own. We know who we represent. Mm-hmm. You know, I represent the people of Chester and York County. Yeah. And I'm looking after their interests the best I can.
I love it.
In 2008, I was president of the South Carolina Nursery and Landscape Association. I can back down, that was 20 years ago.
I remember that. Grand Poobah.
I had a lobbyist for Farm Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about getting a law passed. If you get introduced to it, you never get it passed this year. I said, why not? He says, you won't get it by agreement. He said, what if I can? Did you perform a miracle? We passed the House unanimously. It got for the Senate, had one no vote, and Sanford set it on the desk for 3 days and then signed it. And he called me and he said, I never believed it. I said, we had people in every county that knew the legislators. Well, I mean, they didn't call them for rain or take out trash. They called them when they needed something. They called them once every 5-6 years, so they listened.
I hear you. Well, good legislation does pass occasionally.
And it did pass.
Sounds like we're headed to our last break, and we'll be right back with Gardner.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's
going to be. And we're back to the last segment of the Gardener's Bench. And Bill Withers always takes us into the last segment. Lovely day, which we wish everybody has a lovely day today.
Every day's a lovely day.
That's right. And we thank Randy Ligon for coming on our show today. I appreciate the invitation.
Tell
us a little bit about the House representatives and farming and auctioning and all kind of fun stuff.
He told me last year he was going to come back and he never did. So I was looking back and we missed him last year.
We need to go ahead and get him lined up for that.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
It's just weird charge.
Well, Tim, I'm going to hit him up on air. Maybe he could be one of the sponsors of Gardener's Bench next year.
He told me last year he could come on three or four times then.
Now he understands.
Yeah, now I know why I got invited.
They drove all this way to get beat up like that, so it's all right. But
I appreciate the plug, and we're going to have a big equipment auction October 10th.
Mm-hmm. October 10th, that's right. I love his voice. Every fundraiser I go to,
I'll just tell you a fact, we took a bunch of stuff down there and brought very little back.
There you go. That's what you want.
Two out of them, eight trucks, I think I brought back. I sold them in 2 days.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very good.
The auction process works.
It does for us.
Yeah.
Bid high and bid often is what I tell everybody.
That's right. I remember that.
There were a couple things that I couldn't believe we got what we got for them.
That's right. Process works. Tell them bid high.
It does. The process. And you actually went to school for this, right?
I did. Auctioneer. I'm a graduate of the Missouri School of Auctioneering, the oldest auction school in America, the Harvard of Auction School since 1909.
There we go. I love it. All right. Well, it sounds like this is the end, Steve.
It's that time, man. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.